Good. Alan Karpik with Jimmy Oliver. And I always tell these guys, even on their birthday, they look the same. I know he can still shoot the bank shot. He's probably the last, one of the last of the guys that could really make a bank jump shot. He can make a lot of other jump shots too. But Jimmy, happy birthday, my friend, and welcome to the Arnie's birthday Zoom. I'm sure this is the highlight of your life, but we do appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for the invite. No problem.
And Jimmy, get us caught up. I always ask about birthday traditions, but tell us a little bit about what you're doing now and where you're living. You're the pride of Menifee, Arkansas. That I knew. We're coming to West Lafayette, but tell me about what's keeping you busy these days.
Well, now I live in the Cuyahoga Falls, Akron, Ohio area. I work at Summit County Juvenile Court for the Judge Linda Teodosio. I am a family liaison here and a CBT case manager. That's pretty much kind of what I do now.
How did you, what got you into this? As you have you been in this field for a long time in terms of this type of work? How did you work your way into that?
Well, when I stopped playing back in 07,
Yeah.
a couple of friends of mine that used to kind of work in this area, work in this field, and knew that I liked working with young men, young women, juveniles. So it got to the point to where they kind of directed me this way, and I kind of hopped in for a little bit. And I worked in the detention facility for 10 years, working with the young men there. And I want to say probably 4 or 5 of those years, I ended up taking a different job in that facility, being a training officer, training new staff that come in and some of the current staff of how to do the job and about different facets of that job, like the sexual harassment and different things that you have to look out for. Then I took a job over on court side because I wanted to work more so with the families of those young men and women to kind of try to change the household of, because a lot of these kids, we try to rehabilitate them and then send them back to that same environment that created them in the first place. So I wanted to try to help change that environment.
Jimmy needs no introduction. His playing career, he's 1991 first team All Big Ten, played from 89 to 91 and was a very key player on Purdue's Big Ten champion or almost Big Ten championship in 1990. And then, of course, played professionally, including a stint with the Boston Celtics. And my memory's not, if I'm missing somebody there are other places when you played in the league. You only stopped playing in 2007, so you played professionally to a ripe, a mature age, which was a good thing.
Right. And I got drafted by Cleveland.
Right,
That was my rookie
Cavaliers.
year. So did that in a couple little stints, different places or whatever. Then I went probably played more years over in Europe,
Yeah.
and I enjoyed that. Basketball has afforded me the opportunity to see a lot of the world and kind of like a paid vacation. That's kind of how I looked at it.
What countries in Europe did you get a chance to play in?
You almost named the country. I'm just about to stay there. I played in Spain for 3 years. I played in Italy for a year, played in Russia for a year, Greece for 6 years, 1 year in Croatia, 1 year in Slovenia, a year in France. So I've been all over Europe.
How did that change your outlook? I mean, a guy that came to Purdue from Arkansas, I don't know how much you traveled before you got to Purdue, but that opportunity to see the world in basketball, what is that? How does that impact your day job and the way you look at life, just having all those opportunities to go different places?
Well, to make a long story short, I think Purdue was my first actual, might have been my second flight ever in my life for my visit to come to Purdue. So traveling, coming to Purdue was kind of opened up a whole new world for me, because at that point in time, when then you get here and you're traveling to go to all these different games and you're flying, and kind of got used to it. A lot of people don't know it, but I got lost in Chicago O'Hare's airport on my visit to come here to and Coach Weber actually was coming back somewhere from a recruiting visit, and he stayed and caught me in the airport in O'Hare. So it made me get used to kind of navigating airports, and now I kind of say I'm like an old pro at it, because traveling to Europe and having to go to different gates and trying to pay attention to different languages telling you your gait has been changed and stuff like that. So basketball has afforded me the opportunity, like I said, to see a lot of the world, but it also gives me the mindset that I have now. I think that if it was at all possible, I think anybody that has the ability, the opportunity to go to Europe and experience things, I think they should go. Europe has a lot to offer. It also makes you appreciate home, because there are certain traditions and things that you are used to here and you got to take for granted, because when you're over there, you don't get to do those. Like Easter in Greece is a big holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
We grew up for it being a big holiday for us, but it's nothing like the holiday in Greece. So I realize that you have to accept those holidays for what they are while you're here and have those family traditions, and you got to hold on to those, because the Greeks, they are really, really gung-ho about their Easter holiday.
Yeah, interesting. And it's interesting because in the United States, Team USA in under-19 basketball yesterday, Purdue had two players that they won the gold medal. They beat the French in a very tight game. But tell me about the evolution. The European players, when you played, it has continued to get better. And of course, France took the United States to the last second yesterday. I mean, it's pretty impressive how much basketball around the world is kind of almost becoming an even playing field.
Well, I think back in the day when you had the dream team that played basketball,
yeah,
I think you had a lot of people that were kind of at all of them, because they were people that they never could reach. The U.S. our stars didn't go to Europe and play ball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They played only here. So they were only in the United States. So when they went to other places, people kind of a little awe, and I don't think a lot of them played as hard as they used to back then. But now I think the gap is kind of closing, because you have a lot of the Europeans now coming to play in the NBA. So they're learning from NBA coaches. They're learning from a lot of the NBA players. So that all, that shock and awe of, ooh, the NBA players. Oh, hey, you guys, look at Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's in the finals right now.
Yeah.
The top player won the MVP 2 years in a row. You got the center for Denver.
I'm drawing a blank too, but yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But there are examples all over the place.
Oh yeah,
just
they're huge all over the place. Like back in the day, you didn't have but three or four maybe in the league, but now they're all over the place. Just like every team has one or two or stuff like that. So I think the gap is kind of closing, because everybody is practicing more, because it's a big thing for anybody to make it into the NBA. So therefore, their best players in Europe, a lot of them like Doncic will go. He stayed over there for a while he was young, but then he turned around and came to the NBA. There's no league higher than the NBA. So therefore it's.
Whoop, still there? Oop, I lost you just for a second. You said there's no league higher than the NBA.
Right.
Yeah, and that is a true thing. All right, tell me about birthday traditions or anything big planned for you today. I know people have reached out to you, but anything special going on your big day?
Well, not necessarily. I will have a dinner with my two daughters this evening after I get out of work. Some of my coworkers and stuff went and got me lunch and brought me one of the little birthday cookies. So nothing really big planned. There's no huge tradition, because to me, a birthday is just another day to me. I don't look at it as being this big special day and I need to be celebrated or whatever. It's another day, because I don't feel no older today than I did yesterday or tomorrow.
And you're young looking. And heck, we're celebrating big time here because you're doing a birthday Zoom, you know, with us. What could be bigger than that? tell me about you look like, what do you like to do from a recreational standpoint? And do you still shoot hoops? You said you didn't stop playing till you well into your 30s, but do you still play recreationally, or what do you like to do to stay fit?
I used to play a lot, but COVID hit. So therefore I used to play every Saturday at a church in Hudson, Ohio. COVID hit, so it kind of stopped a lot of that stuff, and I just talked to some of the people that used to organize it. They're talking about getting back and playing probably within the next month or so, maybe by August we'll start to play again. So, but I just probably picked up a ball for the first time, I would say probably last week, for the first time probably in like since October of last year.
Yeah.
So I still go to the gym. I do my lifting. I do my running and jumping rope and different things or whatever. I still do my cardio and I still try to stay in shape, which I weigh less now than I did when I was actually playing. So
yeah.
I try to maintain that between that 210 and 220 weight.
Yeah, it's, you know, Jimmy, one of your best big days, I remember the 19, it would have been 1990, the win over Michigan. You hit the last second shot. I think it was a bank shot, and maybe that's urban legend. I'm not sure. But do you still have those kind of skills? You impressed me as a guy that from the finer points of, you could do a lot of things, but shooting the basketball was something that you took very, very seriously. And there's a science to that. And you certainly were a guy that figured that part out.
Well, I still practice a little bit. I don't shoot off the glass as much as I used to back then.
Yeah.
That was something that not a lot of people did. But right now, shooting is one of those things. It's kind of like riding a bike. Once you get back and you get out there, as we get older, one of the first things to go is your lungs and your legs. So, yeah. But yet you can still go out there and we're shooting set shot, playing horse or whatever. Yeah, I still can shoot with some of the best of them.
All right, last question, Gene Katie. Obviously, you had some great personalities as coaches. Coach Lavin was a GA, I believe, during your days. Bruce Weber, Kevin Stallings, I believe, was around at your time.
He left.
Freshman year. Okay, so you had Tom Ryder, you had some others. Tell me about what your takeaway, your Gene. Is there a message still ringing in your head from Gene Katie or Lav or Bruce Weber that still resonates with you?
Well, with Coach Katie, it's very easy. Because so many people sit there and talk about Coach Katie, oh, he looks so mean or whatever. And I tell him, I said, listen, y'all don't understand. The reason he looked that way is he was fighting hard for his players. Something didn't go right against his team, so therefore that's why he was looking that way. Or he was trying to motivate us to play harder. It was never out of a derogatory or mean way of him looking that way when it came to us as players. It was always he was fighting on our behalf as a team.
Absolutely. So, and you know what? I often send his former players, especially ones of your era, he calls me on occasion and I get a chance to, I can text him. I'll text him this story because he'll like to hear that. And he's 86 years young. So that's a good thing. But Jimmy, thanks so much for your time today. It's great to get reacquainted. I remember you well in my days in the athletic department, a very, very class act, and you brought a lot to Purdue basketball and part of that great tradition that is Boilermaker basketball. So have a great rest of your day and hope you get out playing hoops before long. And we'll look forward to hopefully maybe seeing you in Mackey Arena before long as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.